Newsbeat. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple and one of the most high-profile business leaders in the world, has died. He was 56. He'd been battling pancreatic cancer for several years after first being diagnosed with it back in 2004. Here's our technology reporter, Dan Whitworth.
After founding Apple in the late 70s, Steve Jobs turned it into one of the most valuable companies in the world, helping change the computer, mobile phone and music industries forever. With products like the iPod, iPhone and iPad, he seemed to know what customers wanted before they did. US President Barack Obama paid tribute by saying the world has lost a visionary.
Here he is speaking at the launch of the iPhone back in 2007.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
These people say he was hugely influential in their everyday lives.
Apple has sort of changed how people think about the relationship to technology. It's made it personable.
He had a future, he had a vision, and he really put Apple on a map.
Steve Jobs, who has died at the age of 56.
We're going to make some history together today.
BBC Radio 1
News. In other news, the jury in the trial. Got to start today talking about the sad news about Steve Jobs, and Alan and I just been talking about it off the air, and we're both really upset. We're both really, and I think I don't know about Alan, but I'm actually quite surprised at how upset I am about a bloke that I never met, and we've just been talking about it. And for those people who kind of were like, really? You're really that upset? I really am. And several reasons. And in no particular order. Just because this dude and his company changed my life. Now, I know that's a massive statement to make, but it's true. I use his products every single day of my life. Every single day. Every day. Every single day. That phone is my lifeline. It's my office. It's my entertainment. It's everything. It's everything. I'm still amazed by the technology of it all. Because as much as I embrace technology, I don't really fully understand it. I don't understand most things.
Neither do I.
Dave and I have joked for years, we don't really understand how radio works.
It's true. No, and actually, technologically wise, that's pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah. How we can... we're in a basement, in a room in London, and there are people listening to us within a fraction of a second all over the UK. And within a handful of seconds, around the world.
It's mad, isn't it? But then again, I don't really understand how telephones work either. Yeah. They've been around for years.
Television.
On the TV.
Telephone. Like, and also, we're just, Alan and I were just saying, I love the company. I bought into the company a while back. When I got my first ever iPod, after slagging it off, I clearly remember going on the radio and saying, I don't understand why this thing exists. Because there is the CD Walkman, right? Or the mini disc players, which they tried to bring out, portable mini disc players, and that never really took off. Why would you go and buy a CD from record shop? Take it home, load it into your computer, into this iTunes library. Then plug your iPod in, download the song you just put into your iTunes library onto your iPod, unplug your iPod, you can listen to it wherever you want. It's a CD Walkman. But with a few CDs. My God, how I changed my opinion. And now, just so many of their products that I use and love, and I think the company was pretty cool. And there's always been this geeky thing of like, either you're an Apple person or you're not an Apple person, and I was an Apple person. I love the boxes that stuff came in, for God's sake. Like, the attention to detail, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I like the look. I like their ideas. I like the way that they were unashamedly geeky.
But very simple.
Yeah, but amazing.
Do you know what? It's not even if you're an Apple fan or you use Apple stuff. They've raised the game on so many things like Google and phones and now tablets. So actually, the effect of Steve Jobs influenced a lot of technology that we will all use, whether we use Apple or not. And I think for me, that's the big deal.
Yeah. You know, I was at my friend's house recently, and we'd been out for the day, and we went back to his house, and from my phone, we'd been out and we'd taken this some pictures.
Hmm.
We were taking an underwater video that I showed you when I fell off the boat into the water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you got Apple TV? Yeah. All right, fine. So I'm on his wireless, and I go in, and I log on to his Apple TV, and I play my video, and it comes through his television, and we're all watching it. And a couple of people go, oh, wow, look, there's that video. And one guy goes, how have you done that? How have you done that from your phone? It's coming out of the TV. Mm. And I'm like, because I synced it up earlier. We were playing stuff to each other and blah, blah, blah. And he's going, that's amazing.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, it is amazing. But I'm just kind of doing it. And I'm seeing a few text messages coming in saying you're very sad and blah 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 and stop going on and well, do you know what? Screw you. I also don't know, there aren't that many companies and businesses that I like that I'm really even fully aware of as a business.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the point with Steve Jobs, isn't it? He was in charge of a massive business, but big business generally is not seen to be something that's cool, attractive or aspirational or whatever. And I think that's why people kind of warmed to him a bit when he turned up in his black polo neck and jeans and said, look at this, look what we've got now.
And, like, I don't know who owns McDonald's, right?
Is it not Ronald?
Ronald.
Well, Ronald, sure, I get that.
I met in Derby years ago. Do you remember in that drive-thru?
You know, I've never met Marks or Spencer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're from Leeds, weren't they?
You know, I don't know if they... I don't know anything about them. It's just a company. Mm. It's just a company that promotes well and you like their stuff, whatever. But Apple was like... That's the Apple dude. Steve Jobs is the Apple dude. Mm. You know, and everyone forgets... Apple Macintosh.
Yeah.
A very uncool company.
Mm, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, really? You're still trying to make these computers?
Give it up.
God love you. You keep plugging away. All right. We're going to go back to the Atari. Thanks. And it will, you know, only yesterday we were talking about the launch of what isn't the iPhone 5. And. Me and Adam were taking the mickey out of all the geeks that work for them who are brilliant at what they do. And so it's going to continue.
Mm.
And our kids will grow up and will look at you like you're insane when you say to them, well, of course, before mobile phones, you know, there were pay phones on street corners and stuff. And your kids will look at you as if you're nuts. Because all they ever knew was a device that goes in your hand that you can make phone calls with and listen to music on and search the internet and make notes and maps and who knows by then what they can do.
Mm. Nicole was watching a movie the other day on the iPad and she goes to me, she kind of goes, we're around at grandma's house, she kind of goes, did you used to watch these when you were a little boy, Daddy? And I'm like... No, because they weren't invented then. But you know, already she can't comprehend, as she said, the fact that there was a time when people used payphones and the fact that everything wasn't just touchscreen.
Well, anyway, Steve Jobs has died, who was arguably the driving force of Apple, and it will continue. And you know, and Alan was just said as well, so I interrupted. Before Apple. But, you know, before Apple became all iPods and FaceTime and all that, he was involved in this little kind of animation company called Pixar. Which, again, if you look at, what they've done with the technology they've got, they've really pushed the boundaries back. And their stuff is amazing. It's not only just clever. Their films are amazing. Mm. Funny, really well made, everything. Wow. If we could have put him in charge of the traffic situation in London, you know, we'd have been laughing. On my diet, it would have been a success. Anyway, so very sad about Steve Jobs. And there you go. Right, that's my speech over with. And now here's Alad from our creative... He's Vice President of Creative Obituaries. Alad Hayden Jones, everybody.
Thank you very much. Anything I say now will sound stupid after that, so I'm not going to try. But sad day.
Yeah.
I think what moved me this morning was reading all the messages that have been given by anyone who's great and good around the world. I think just seeing that list of people who've talked about him fondly and how they've been affected by him, like the person who runs Google, you know, Steve Jobs was talked about by Barack Obama as well.
Oh, God, you're right, you are boring.
Bill Gates.
It's nowhere near as good.
I'm not going to be able to do what you did, but no, that moved me.
Yeah, so there you are. I just woke up this morning, the radio went on at 5:30, and I heard the news at radio. Who's reading the news at 5?
Jonathan.
Well, and by the way, does he announce?
What do you mean?
He speaks like this! He's like the voice you kind of want to hear at the end of the world to tell you it's all over.
He's authoritative. Yes.
What? And I don't know whether it's because I'm half... Well, it's when you're half asleep, everything's kind of magnified.
Yeah,
it's true.
Loud and... But he came out... I was lying in bed and he said Steve Jobs has died. I literally shot up out of bed. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, so there you are. I'm going to drag the whole show down with death. Yeah, I just wanted to say that because that's like... I don't know. I don't think I'll be this upset about somebody that I've never met dying from a, you know, from the world of business. I don't think I'll ever be this upset again until the Krispy Kreme donut guy dies.
Well, yeah.
You know.
He's massive.
Mr. Krispy.
Toby Lerone.
He's big in the game, isn't he?